let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hello, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Interesting write-up by Christopher Elliott. Elliott Confidential is his newsletter, which I subscribe to, and ElliottConfidential.com is where you can find it. But he always has interesting topics, and I found this very interesting, where AI-generated itineraries are not necessarily what they're cracked up to be.
And it's a timely article, because AI and ChatGPT, there's so many different avenues that consumers can look at and research, thinking that they're going to get the best advice ever. But, but not always, right?
Not always.
I think AI is good to brainstorm ideas and maybe compile options. But you have to keep in mind that it also could suggest hotels, restaurants, and attractions that no longer exist, have changed hours, or closed. So it's only as good, I always say this with the internet, it's only as good as the information you put in. So the broader you are, the broader it will be. So you might even have to narrow it down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to consider pricing accuracy. So flights, hotel, activity prices may not be up to date, and they can't. AI can't always guarantee real-time rates. And that goes with like seat sales, or if you go on a different day, is it a better price, right? Or a different time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also, and this is becoming really important. Immigration, customs, or health requirements may be oversimplified or wrong, and these need to be confirmed with the official sources. And you can see that right now, going to different destinations. Like in October, Europe is definitely changing some of their entry and exit regulations and guidelines. So you have to be up to date on that as well. So it's good to do the research. And I'm kind of saying this in the middle of our conversation, and I'll say it again. You might want to start with AI, but finish with humans like your travel advisor, because they know what's going on. The other thing you have to kind of look at is it may not be tailored to your specific interests. It may be they may suggest like overly tourist activities. So if you are an upscale traveler, you might not want to have a group departure or a group activity.
Mm-hmm.
And then AI may not always like catch all the local holidays or events and seasonal closures that might affect your plan. So keep that in mind, as well as there's special requirements like for individuals, like maybe dietary mobility, special needs, or language may not be fully addressed. So keep that in mind as well. Now, some AI-powered travel tools may favor certain partners or providers, limiting your options. And that could be because of advertising dollars thrown at certain sources, right?
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind as well. And then recommendations may not always respect cultural sensitivities or highlight authentic local experiences. So there's lots to think about. And if you rely too much on AI, lack of internet/data abroad can leave you stranded without access to your plans. So it may not seamlessly link with booking systems or loyalty programs or even travel insurance. So lots of things to consider in the overall. But I was playing with it. And as a travel advisor, you always want to know what your clients are looking at.
Uh-huh.
And it can be quite slick and it can be quite compelling.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it will tell you only what you put in. So I always like this quote, you don't know what you don't know, right?
I was just going to say that. You don't know what you don't know. So if you don't put in the right information, you're never going to know.
Right. That's it. So some Some best practices when using AI for travel is cross-check your details, like with official sources. And hopefully you will end up working with a travel advisor because they will know, the right direction to guide you. And as per your budget and as per who you are as a person and your travel preferences. Using AI for inspiration and rough planning is good, but confirm the bookings directly with your travel agent or your provider, and you pair it, as we said, with trusted human input. So some of the do's are some of that, and then also check recent reviews, right? That's a people like to do that right today. They like to see what TripAdvisor has to say or different like Monarch and so on. But don't rely on AI for real time pricing because fares like airfares and hotel rates change constantly. And don't assume all recommendations are safe or verified. Some listed may be outdated or fraudulent. And don't overlook local content, like as far as hotels, festivals, seasonal closures may not show up. And be careful about sharing sensitive information, like avoid entering your passport or your credit card details into untrusted tools. And AI won't remind you about travel insurance, but protection is essential. Like protect yourself, protect your travelers, protect your financial investment.
For sure. It's funny, some of the things that, well, things that you mentioned are in his article too. You can start with AI, use that as a starting point to give you some ideas, and end up with getting a human to check all the errors. And this goes back, it says, Christopher Elliott is quoting the SEO Travel Company. It's a UK digital marketing agency, and they put AI to the test and found that 90% contained at least one error. Nearly one in four recommended permanently closed restaurants or attractions, and over half suggested visiting places outside their operating hours. So yeah, it's full of bad information, basically. So you got to take it with a grain of salt, and like you were saying too, use it as a starting point. And it is kind of cool. Like you said, you just put in the information, and seconds later, bang, you've got yourself, Monday you're doing this, Tuesday you're doing that, Wednesday you're doing that, and it's all planned out for you, but it may be a really poorly devised plan.
Absolutely, yeah. I don't think, it travels a very personal experience. It's emotional, right? So you want to make sure that you have what you're looking for, booked for you and planned for you and within your budget. So that's why you do need that human touch.
For sure. The article is "Why the Brave New World of AI Travel Planning is Already Broken," by Christopher Elliott. You can find it on his website, ElliottConfidential.com, and his newsletter, Elliott Confidential. It's a great newsletter. I love it. To get all kinds of good advice from it. I know you can get all kinds of good advice from Ananta Forbes too. She is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Ananta Forbes. Her website is OnantaForbes.com. Good stuff, Ananta.
All right. Always good to talk to you.